Okay, that right there was Jail, and we just heard something from their 1995 EP, Closed, and it was a five. It is a five-song EP, and Jail is an acronym. It stands for Jennifer, Allison, Laura, and Eve, and these girls hail from Halifax. There you go. They are on. They were on Sub Pop, and I say were. Because they have been broken up for a long time. But this album, too, was... Or, sorry, this EP was actually Murder Records' release. So they did double time. Some of it with Sub Pop, of course, out of Seattle. And the other on Murder Records out of Halifax. There you go. Haven't played that in ages. I actually had the... what did I almost want to say I had the tape. I may have even had the tape myself. But... I wanted to play something I haven't played in a long time. And yeah, that was it. So anyways, in case you're wondering who I am, my name is Anita B. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where I hang out with you for an hour and a half every odd Wednesday. Or every even Wednesday, depending on how you look at it. And play Canadian music. And I've been kind of contemplating changing the name of the show to Squatchy's Hideaway. I don't know. So Sam Squanch, that's where we're at. Sam Squanch or Squatchy. I'm done with Olympics, so I'm glad they're over. I am so done. I did actually go down to, this was, I guess, like last Friday or Saturday night, one of the last nights. I was like, okay, a friend of mine's like, let's go down, let's hang out and like be a part of the whole vibe. And I'm like, well, okay, fine. And so the old ball and chain let me go out. So... Long story short, it was nuts. It was, we did the whole like fireworks and Robson deal, Robson Square, I guess. And then, what happened? Then we just walked around. I finally got to see the cauldron. And I don't know if you listened to my last show, I was just being pretty down on the Olympics and just pretty like not into the whole thing. So anyway, so I decided to try to get into the spirit and I was more spirited than I thought I could have been, but at the same time, I have put my thumb on the reason why I'm not an Olympics person. This is it. Let me tell you. So as I was downtown and observing, I love to observe people. I love people watching. I realized most of the people, and if this is, don't take this directed at you, but most of the people who were like partaking in the Olympic celebrations were the most Joe like idiot kind of average people I've ever met. So it doesn't make any sense. I can't. Okay. The Olympics, for the most part, oftentimes, not all the time, but oftentimes appeals to the lowest common denominator, if that makes any sense. So as I'm watching this, like the fireworks at Robson Square, blah, 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 and listening to like awful Canadian music, I was like, oh, this is horrible. I was like, and seeing people go like, yeah, Nickelback. I was like, okay, I've done my time. I've made my effort. And it's over. So that's it. That's my little diatribe on the Olympics and my relationship to it. And today is now March the 3rd. Yay. I could be more into the Paralympics. I don't know. I always like to root for the underdog, though. So there you go. So I don't know. Maybe I need to get into the Paralympics. I don't know. These are people who've overcome some obstacles for sure, right? So that could be maybe my thing. I don't know. I think I'm actually more excited about the Paralympics. Okay, so anyways, let's move on with my playing of the Canadian music. Okay, so since I've dug out this jail compilation called Closed from, I don't know, 15 years ago, we heard, by the way, the song Double Edge. So we're going to hear one more song off this 5-song EP, and then I'm going to close the book on jail for the evening. So we are now going to hear the song 9 Years Now. And then we're going to move on, and I've got some newer music on deck here. We're going to hear something from the Parkas for sure at some point tonight. What else do we have going on? Oh, so much to play. I've got something, a compilation. I haven't played this one for a while. It's the Undertones tribute compilation, and there's a few Canadian bands on that one. So, yes. So, keep tuned in, and here we go. This is some more jail for you, and the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, coming at you from the campus of UBC. That right there was the Parkas. Oh, hello. And that's more of the Parkas. Okay, let me fix that. Play mode. And anyways. Okay, the Parkas. Let me tell you about the Parkas. First of all, we heard the song Muscle Memory. And the name of the album that we just heard was You Should Have Killed Us When You Had the Chance. And this is a band who's out of Calgary who existed for 8 years and then just recently broke up, but celebrated their breakup with the release of an album, if that makes any sense. Yeah, there you go. That is the Parkas. I was just reading that the members met at the radio station there in, the college station in Calgary. What's that one called? I forget. Oh, let's see. I want to say CJSW. I think that could be it. So there you go. Okay. That was the Parkas. And then before the Parkas, we heard Andrew Vincent and the Pirates. Andrew Vincent and the Pirates are banned out of our nation's capital, so Ottawa. And they released this album, A Short Trip with Pirates, back about 9-ish years ago. They're on Kelp Records. And they have released another one since then, for sure, that I know of. We heard Girlfriend's Dog. So this album, which is A Short Trip with the Pirates, I will tell you some of the names of the songs. So another very good song on this album is called Christian Skaters. Billy, and then in brackets, prosthetic limb. So a lot of the songs are very like sort of typical jangly Canadian indie pop. Good stuff, like really good guitar playing, etc. Good players. But with really pretty funny, like truly funny, witty lyrics. There you go. That's my take on Andrew Vince and the Pirates. They are good. And there you go. And then Jail, of course. Okay, my name is Anita B. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. And we're going to move on and listen to some more Canadian music. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And we are going to hear some more, well, Canadian music. And the next thing on my little playlist here is Mayor McCaw. Mayor McCaw. Now, Mayor McCaw is a cool cat, let me tell you. Mayor McCaw is out of Hamilton. He's on Sonic Onion Records, which is the label, one of Canada's sort of foremost indie labels. I'm going to have to look up. I haven't seen much coming out of Sonic Onion lately, though. But back in the late 90s, early part of this, where are we in the century, I guess? The early 2000s. Sonic Onion was putting out a lot of stuff, including Frank Black, for the record. But anyways, Mayor McCaw, he was one of the first Sonic Onion guys signed, if I'm not mistaken. He was up there as far as earliness goes. And he is a one-man band. He is truly a one-man band. What does he do? He tap dances. He plays, I don't know, he plays like harmonica, guitar. He does it all by himself, and he toured by himself. I'm trying to think if he's had a couple buddies. He might have a couple people, and he does this. This is pretty exhausting watching him, but he's like super talented. And when my band was in Hamilton, he was at our show, and he happened to offer us a place to sleep, which was very nice. So we actually ended up meeting him and hanging out with him and getting to know him. And he's a super cool guy. So Mayor McCaw, only good things to say about him. Oh, and this is actually the CD he gave me. This one's called Bus Boy. And we are going to hear the song, how about Coffee Time or Cotton Candy World? Cotton Candy World is song number 2. And that's what we're going to listen to. So this right here is Mayor McCaw, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And my name is Anita B. Mayor McCaw. We'll be right back.
shouting. We've come looking for you. Wish that head under my bed with my hands over my head.
Has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nightwatch Show on Sylvia!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
She can't get away. Always on her own every single day. But she's a run around on the cold of ass. And she's a run around, she's got nothing to do. She's a run around, doesn't know what she's after. She's a run around, she hasn't a clue. She wishes she could live in the world of her own. There goes her place, but she got no. But nothing for her to do it again. To get the satisfaction, she wishes she could. Cause she's a run around. Threat. Believing in your
Okie dokie. Out of Guelph originally. That right there is D'Urbervilles. And the D'Urbervilles, well, they are a four-piece boy band. That's the best way to put it. Who play rock? I love them. They're so good. And we heard the song Magic Arrow. And that song you can find on this killer compilation called Friends in Bellwoods 2. And if you've listened to my show for the past, 5 months or so, you will have heard a lot off of this. It's got 40 songs, this compilation, of Ontario, mostly Toronto bands. And it's really good. So there you go. That's the D'Urbervilles. Okay, before that, we heard something from back when that we're talking about the Smugglers doing a cover of the the Undertones song, She's a Runaround. There you go. And the name of the compilation is called Here Comes the Summer. And it's the Undertones tribute compilation. Other bands out of Canadian that are on that CD are Pluto and Cub, right off the top of my head. So there you go. Before that, we heard the Montreal band Islands with the song, Disarming the Car Bomb. And their new album was released back in August. It's called Vapors. And there, what else can I tell you? I feel like there was going to... Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. Okay, Sonic Onion Records. I've done some looking up of the Sonic Onion to find out what has been going on with them. They've definitely... I guess they've definitely branched off in all kinds of directions ever since I was a big fan of them, 12 years ago around there. I was like huge Sonic Onion fan. I was all into Tristan Cionic and Mayor McCaw. Who else was the earlier part of the label? Thrush Herman, of course. Tricky Woo were on Sonic Onion. And then, the Jesus Lizard. Yes. Now it gets interesting. For the past little while, though, they've been kind of going off in all directions. And bands that are now on Sonic Onion, for the record, are, check this out, Teenage Head of all bands. Okay, so Teenage Head. Bear with me here. There's, The Ghost is Dancing, Voivod. Okay, Voivod of all bands. Vatican Chainsaw Massacre. Spirits, a bunch of unusual bands. Okay, that's what I'll call them. Unusual. How does that sound? Okay, that's what's going on with Sonic Onion. And Sonic Onion, if you know anything about them, they are the three guys who were in Tristan Cionic, right? So it was Sandy and Mark, and then I think Tim. Those are the three guys. There you go. And Sandy from Tristan Cionic and as well Sonic Onion. Ended up going into architecture school. I ran into him someplace. It was actually at the Starfish Room. So that talks about how long ago that was. And he was just starting his master's in architecture. And he was going to stop doing the music thing. So that's so he could focus on his architecture. So what he's been doing since then, and that's a while ago, is I don't know. So anyways, there you go. Okay, my name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this station here is CITR. And we are located on the campus of UBC here in Vancouver, British Columbia. So we're going to play some girly pop. We're going to listen to something from Gaze. The album I have coming on is Mitsumiru. And we're going to hear song number 14, which is You Glow. And this band is significant because I used to share this time slot with Miko Hoffman, who was the lead singer of Gaze. Yes. And Gaze, this album, well, I guess all their albums were on K Records out of Olympia. They were cool girls and nice girls on top of it all. Very lovely. And I just love them. Miko has the best voice, so I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. This right here is You Glow from Gaze on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Shiny, you're so shiny, you said. Did you even know?
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
I'm going north as far as I can roam, and I'm going north where the curve of the earth starts to show. I'm going north where some people, they screamed and they shout, and I'm going north to figure it out. I'm going up where the salt is cut from the sea, and I'm going down where the fruit and the sun protects me. I'm going hey. Sore, 'cause my hope for some healing is almost dead and gone. I'm going out to pretend that some people still give a damn. Come on, light. Come on, thunder. And get on the end of that way. Come on, planters. Come on, cheer. Come on and gather. And get on the end of that way. Come on, you leaders. Come on, hopes. Come on, you. And get on the end of that wave. Come on, you tigers. Come on, kings and queens. Come on and gather. And get on the end of that wave. Get on the end of that wave. 'Cause I'm thank you.
All right, that right there was Wolf Parade with the song California Dreamer. Wolf Parade is a band out of Montreal. Well, let's see, via sort of the BC interior. There's some Victoria connections. Anyways, that's Wolf Parade, who I adore. That album is on Sub Pop. It's called At Mount Zoomer, and it was just released probably a year and a half, 2 years ago. So there you go. That was Wolf Parade. Before that, we listened to a band out of Leamington, Ontario. And Leamington happens to be one of the southernmost towns in Canada. We're talking about right on top, right on the Lake Erie, adjacent to Point Pelee is Leamington, which is the tomato capital of Canada. Anyway, so the Sun Parlor Players are a band originally from there. I think they've since moved, as evidenced by the song called Going North, which is what we heard. I think they're now listed as being out of Toronto. Leamington, Ontario has a population of about 15,000, so you can't really be doing a whole lot around there. I'm actually from Windsor, which is about a 45-minute drive from Leamington. Anyways, I love the Sun Parlor Players. I love them. They have a new album out. It's called Wave North, and they are truly genius. Val likes them too, which is interesting. This is like one of those crossover bands. Val, of course. Oh, by the way, her show is on next. So Val Cormier, her show is called Folk Oasis, and it is from 8 o'clock until 10, and she's here. So that will be starting in like 31 minutes. But anyways, she loves these guys too, and she actually saw them play when they were on tour coming through Vancouver, and she said she actually bought some preserves from them, which is so cute. So they actually they tour, and they sell like jam and jelly and stuff like that. So cool. That is the Sun Parlor Players. And then Gaze was in there before that with the song You Glow from their K Records album, Mitsumiru. Okay, my name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is Canadian music. I am here every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8, and that's the deal. CITR is the station, and we are located on 101.9 on the FM dial. There you go. Okay, so Black Mold. This is what's coming up next, is the band Black Mold, which is Chad Van Galen. And I have played a lot of Chad Van Galen in the past. And Chad Van Galen is a dude out of, I don't know, Calgary. And he is also an illustrator and an animator. I did not know that. So he does all of his own artwork as well. So if you are looking at the Black Mold album like I am currently, there's a lot of his stuff, a lot of his releases are very artistically decorated, which is really cool. So he's the guy that does that. And if there was somebody in Vancouver who I would liken him to, it would be Sean Maxey of the Doers. He is sort of the Vancouver version of Chad Van Galen, if that makes any sense. You've probably seen Sean Maxey's artwork all over the place. He does posters of bands. He's done, I don't know, logos for t-shirts, at least here for CITR. And he's a super cool guy, in addition to being a really good musician. So he used to be in the band years ago called Station A, and now he's in the Doers. Okay, the Doers are very good. So anyways, so let's listen to this album. This is the first time I'm playing anything from it, which is kind of exciting. And we're going to hear the song Wet Ferns. And the name of the album, by the way, you may want to know this, it is Snow Blindness is Crystal Ants. So 1, 2, 3, 5 words. Snow Blindness is Crystal Ants. And the ants is spelled A-N-T-Z. Or if you're American, A-N-T-Z. There you go. So here we go. This is Chad Van Galen in his, project, which is called Black Mold on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
night before it ends. Join us, friends. We're all a St. Cloud Pride.
Party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
guess you better find your way back Let's get lost and blow our mind.
That right there was an oldie but a goodie. That was from the first Syrup and Gasoline compilation. It's volume one, put out by Grenadine Records back in 99. That was Four Star Movie with the song Telex Blues. Four Star Movie were a band who, if I'm not mistaken, were out of Toronto. Let me just double check this. Definitely out of Ontario. Let's just see here. Four Star Movie, yes, they're out of Toronto. And they were signed to the whole Grenadine label, which was happening, like super happening, about 10 years ago, right around there. They were, and I love Grenadine. The guys from, there are two guys that were, that headed Grenadine Records, and they were super nice, cool dudes. There you go. And my band was actually on the other compilation, interestingly enough. Okay, but we don't care about me. Okay, that was a four-star movie. So before that, we heard the band Noviello. And I can't say it correctly. If you say it in an anglicized version, it would be like Novalero. But if you have a Spanish accent, it would be Noviello. There you go. And they're out of Winnipeg. They used to be, Rod was one half of Duotang, who broke up, and then Rod went on to be in Noviero. The name of that song was called St. Cloud Pride, and that was found on the follow-up compilation called Syrup and Gasoline Volume 2 that was released a couple years after Volume 1. There you go. Black Mold, we heard in there before that with the song Wet Ferns from their new album. Well, his new album, that would be Chad Van Galen, which is Blindness is Crystal Ants. And Black Mold, Chad Van Galen's project. He is out of Calgary. There you go. Okay, we are going to continue with Fanshawe. By the way, I only have about 12 minutes, and my name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music is played for an hour and a half bi-weekly. So I will be coming back to hang out with you all in two more weeks, and that's my schedule, 6:30 to 8 every alternating Thursday. Anyways, okay, so Fanshawe. Let's talk about Fanshawe. This is a new album out on Mint Records. It's called Dark Eyes, and Fanshawe features... what's her name? She actually used to be a CITR DJ, and her name is escaping me. Oh, God. Anyways, I met her like once at a show here. And let's see. How come? Anyways, Fanshawe. This is what we're going to listen to. And Mint Records is releasing this, which is really cool. So that's good. And the song we're going to be listening to is called Rebecca. What else can I tell you? I don't know. Val is on. Val Cormier is coming on in another 10 or so minutes. And her show is Folk Oasis. And yeah, so let's listen to some Fanshawe in the meantime. Alrighty. Fanshawe, by the way, won Shindig. So Shindig, if you don't know, is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands competition. And... what's her name? God, why can't I get this right? I'm still looking for the name of the girl from Fanshawe. Well, anyways, what was I going to tell you? CITR's annual Battle of the Bands was won by Fanshawe a few years back. There you go. That's all I was going to say. Okay, I'm tired. I've had a long, long week. I am... two days short of spring break. Thank God. Oh God, I'm so burnt out. And, come on spring break. You cannot come quick enough. I'm a teacher. So I'm a high school teacher here in the city and it's been a long year. Okay. Fanshawe, finally, let's hear it with the song Rebecca on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
In the sea instead, dark wooden lion's legs. I'll count the cruel waves breaking until the bells call me in.
Soul in the City and CITR are pleased to present Enchantment Under the Sea, Saturday, March 6th at the Chapel Arts Gallery located at 304 Dunleavy on the corner of 400 East Cordova. This is a licensed event with four bands and six DJs over two floors of undersea fun. Performers include the Ben Killy Experience, Beekeeper, Man Your Horse, the Ruffled Feathers, Bee Team, Lay Christie, Matt Johnson, Brad Winter, Ochre, and Patrick Kimball. $10 in advance, $15 at the door. Remember, it's a prom, so girls bring those tiaras and guys bring out those ties. The Enchantment Under the Sea Vintage Prom, brought to you by Soul in the City and CITR, March 6th at the Chapel Arts Gallery.
Tickets and information are available at www.vancouversoul.com.
CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Thank you.